Hello.
Yes, ma'am, you have actually given me the correct one, but yes, I have to put the Victoria code over there.
So you made it. Excellent.
Yes, I am. All right, so let's back to the work. Now, I need to just check something over there. If you can see some changes on the screen, you let me know. Don't touch your computer. I'm just doing something.
Okay.
No. The computer is very slow. Can you tell me how old is it?
Question. How old would it be? It must be 4 or 5 years.
Okay. It's pretty much slow. Okay, I need to just check something. Now, can you tell me what you can see on the computer screen? Is it very dark or you can see completely nothing on the computer?
Nothing.
Nothing. It's not dark. It's completely nothing. It's like the computer display has been turned off, right?
Yeah, it's gone off. It's black.
Great. Give me a moment. Now, don't touch the computer until unless I'm telling you, because right now we are starting some sort of security over there. I'm just checking it out. And have you purchased any kind of paid security for your computer?
I have had something which doesn't seem, well, I don't know, but called Avast.
Avast Security. And if you remember, can tell me like how much you have paid for it?
I think it might have been free. I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay, I'm checking. Are you touching your computer screen?
No.
Okay. Make sure you're not. Give me a moment. I'll check it. And have you connected your mobile phone to your charger?
No.
All right. So for some security reason, let me tell you how well we are connected with all the organization which we need help. Suppose if there will be any hacking activities on any computer, there are three major activities being targeted by the fraudster. The first one is email. The second one is online shopping. And the third one is banking. So as you know very well, as we are the organization who control the cyber criminal activities over the, you know, over the internet, and, you know, we are blocking all the foreigner IP address attacks on the computer, what we generally have the rights, we have the rights to contact the headquarter of the email. Suppose if you are using Gmail, we can contact the security people of Google. If you're using, you know, BigPond, we can contact the security people of BigPond. If you are using a shopping website like Amazon, we can contact directly the headquarters of Amazon. And you know what I'm telling you, the headquarters, the headquarters means when suppose you are trying to give a call to Amazon, there will be the executive people will going to receive the call. Or if even they are security people, they are the normal security people who is actually appointed, to assist this citizen. But if we will going to give the call, we will directly going to give the call to the officers level, to the headquarter, which generally not employed for talking to any customer. Just give me a moment. I'm getting some notification. Give me a moment. Okay, I'm back. So when I'm telling you, okay, I'm just tell me if you are with me or not. So we directly give a call to the higher level of security people, and they have some sort of control over there, so we can just communicate. So now the third most important thing, because we have noticed whenever any computer is getting attacked, their main concentration is to get access of the banking of the victim. So the third most important is banking. So whenever we try to contact the headquarters of any particular bank, we directly contact the high officials of security people, and we act according to their instructions, all right?
Yeah.
So suppose even I have contacted the high officials of security people, they know everything about the problem and anything. If suppose you were going to give a call to your bank, to security department, fraud department or anything, they will not going to have any idea, any clue about what we are doing. Because in our protocol, it's clearly mentioned, we only talk and mention all the things to the higher level of security. We cannot discuss any matter to the lower level of security, which generally employed for their clients, all right? Client for customer, you can say. So I guess you understand, you got me what I'm trying to tell you, all right?
No, not really. I mean, so what's the point?
What's the point? I have contacted the headquarters of National Australian Bank, and we have told them to put a temporary block on your online banking, all right? And I'm sure you don't, if there is no use of, if there is no access of your online banking for next 24 hours, you don't have any problem on that. Or you have?
No, that's all right.
Okay,
when you said 24 hours, that's okay. When you said block, I sort of thought in my heart.
No, don't worry. It's only for 24 hours.
I've already had one of my cards blocked, and I thought, and that's going to take a few days for me to get another one.
But don't worry, your card will going to be on the way. It's not going to be affecting that. Why I have blocked it? Because while I'm doing some security work, while I'm just putting something, might be possible the fraudster can do anything. So that's why we have contacted. Yeah. But remember.
Can I just ask you a question?
Go ahead.
NAB contacted me, sent me a text just before you.
Yeah, and they will go and mention, like, we have noticed some suspicious activities, that's why we have blocked the online
access.
And they said
that they wanted me to contact them, but this is instead of that. Is that right?
And don't worry, we will contact you when you need to contact. Don't worry about that. Okay. Yep. So I need to just check something right now again. Give me a moment. Okay. Okay.
I was just going to say, if my banks are, my bank is blocked, or my banking stuff is blocked anyway, does that mean that I can have a...
Go ahead.
I was thinking, I'm absolutely exhausted. I spent 2 hours on the phone to the Apple person to start with.
I'm absolutely exhausted.
I'm not very well at the moment. I've got vertigo, and I would love to have a little break. So if it's all safe for the minute, could I not just have an hour or so before we do
that? Okay. There is two or three things which I need to tell you, and you need to, you know, make sure you are following those steps.
Okay.
The first thing, as right now we haven't sought out the problem, so you are not allowed to give us a call on any number. I know you have given us a call on a number which you have seen on the screen, but now you are not allowed to ring on that number. Come again.
I just said, why?
Okay. Because suppose if you are getting connected with us, well, let me tell you, I don't know whether you will going to understand this or not. If suppose your IP address will going to be compromised, remember you are paying your monthly bill at one time for your internet as well, for your mobile as well, and for your landline as well. Now, if suppose the IP address has been compromised, so whatever the device you are having at your home, it's all compromised. Now, suppose if you were going to dial that number, you using a normal phone, a normal telephone, a normal, if you were going to dial the number of us, ringing us back, might be chances. I'm not telling you 100% sure, but might be there is a chances the fraudster will got the notification you are contacting security people, right?
Mm.
That is what we don't want. Because if they got to know, sorting out the problem will going to become a little bit difficult for us, right?
Mm.
So make sure you are following this. Suppose if you have a question, you feeling, you know, you got something unusual, you want to know something, what you need to do? You need to just wait what the time, whatever we have told you, we will going to give a call on that time. Suppose if there will be any delay, you don't have to be worried. We will definitely going to give you a call, all right?
Okay.
The fact is, you cannot call us back. You just have to wait patiently.
Okay.
And definitely, if there will be any problem, I'm 100% we will going to give you a call. Now, the second thing, as you're not allowed to give us a call to us, you are not allowed to give call to your bank or anything. Make sure even the bank people will going to ring you, you are not receiving the call at all right?
Wow. Okay.
You know why? Because you are using a normal line, and if the bank will also going to give you a call, they will also going to give you a call with a normal line. They can tap it, like the first can tap it, and they can hear the conversation between you and the bank, which we don't want them to hear, all right? So
if I were to ring the bank, I would ring them on the mobile.
Even the mobile, even the landline, you cannot take any risk. We cannot afford it. Just for 24 hours, okay? And don't worry, your bank is 100% protected. Why? That's why we have blocked it. That's why we have blocked the online access.
Okay.
So even if you will try to just make any kind of transfer or make any kind of shopping, you cannot do it. I'm telling you.
That's fine.
Don't worry.
If we do have a break now, that will give me time to recharge my phone anyway, so you can call me on the mobile, which would be more comfortable for me because...
So, okay. We were going to give you a call on your mobile. So, there's two rules I told you. One is not to call us back, not to receive
I won't.
From bank and not give any call. Okay, if your friend is calling you or you want to call the friend, just talk only personal things. Not tell like you have a problem in the computer, the security people is working on it, all right?
Oh, don't tell people what's going on.
I'm sorry?
Don't tell, because I was just about to ring a friend what was happening, but no.
No, not at all. You know why? Because as I told you, every fraudster will gonna hear this, it will going to be creates the problem. All right?
Oh,
I'm sorry, why you need to tell the friends? It's a problem on your computer, then we are here to assist you. So I don't think like you need anyone on the assessment of the security things, all right? And we also don't like to tell people like, yeah, there is security work is going on and you have done this, you have do this. So, you know, this is not something good. So just relax. And if you having any queries, yeah, if you're having any queries, if you got chance or something, you can tell me. I am there to explain you can everything and I'm there to helping you and everything. And don't worry, whatever you're doing, once everything is going to be completed, we are going to send you an email of confirmation and there is lots of details over there of about all the work we have done, all right? So if in future you're going to get any problem on the computer, with the help of that email which we will going to send you, that email will going to contain some of the details, might be you once you will going to share those details to the you know, person who will going to assist you in future, they can sort out your problem in few minutes or might be 1 hour or 2 hours. They will not going to take this long. All right?
Okay. Okay.
So, two things you have understand. Not to call us, not to call a bank or receive the call, receive the call of the bank, and not to call any friend and explain. Like, you can talk personal, like where you're going, what's the plan and all that. Not related with your bank specifically, not related with the computer security and all that. Like you have contacted the person and the security is going on. So can you just tell me, as you want a break, when should I give a call? Should I give a call after half an hour, 15 minutes? Like just...
No, can we make it an hour?
Okay. I'm going to give you a call 1 hour from right now. And in this 1 hour, I don't think you need your computer.
No.
Okay, please leave the computer as it is, and I'm going to give a call after 1 hour, and then we will going to continue on with security, all right? Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
My name is Daryl.
Daryl?
Yep. D-A-R-O-L.
Oh, interesting. Yep. I'm Eva.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Eva.
Thanks,
see you
Daryl.
Later for 1 hour.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah.